Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. You know, there are so many houses of worship in Brooklyn that it has been called the Borough of Churches. You know that nickname for Brooklyn? Well, it could now be known as the Borough of Condos. And is that so bad? Joining me now is Janet Upadhyay of the news site DNA Info. She and two of her colleagues have been reporting on the quick pace of conversion from churches into condominiums, especially in North Brooklyn. Hi, Janet. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And we will get into specific examples in a minute. But how often is this happening now and how quickly?
Well, we listed 20 churches in the last two decades, so on average once a year. But I think that the trend is speeding up now. We wrote about four that have been converted in the last year. So.
And listeners, there's a link on our site to DNA Info's map. So let's add to this list from Brooklyn and even beyond. Is there a former church in your neighborhood, in any borough, in any place in our area that's now a condo or something else or in the process of transformation? Let us know where you live and what you think. Is it a good use for these historic structures? Does it count as preservation? Does it change the character of your neighborhood? 212-433-WNYC. Does anyone listening right now live in one of these converted churches? Have you gone from house of worship to house of you? What's that like? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And check out DNA Info's Church to Condo map. We have a link on our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So, Janet, there's certainly some mixed opinion, some ambivalence. On our Facebook page, Jonathan wrote, "I generally am not in favor of building more condos, and neighborhoods losing community resources is always a bad thing. But there are so many churches in that part of Brooklyn. How many of these churches were no longer in use? Sometimes consolidating congregations can actually be more effective," writes Jonathan. So are congregations being kicked out of these churches, or are these simply out-of-use buildings anyway?
Yeah, no, I think congregations are generally dwindling before the churches are sold. Actually, we were alerted to this trend by a church in Clinton Hill called St. Luke's that 15 years ago had over 300 members, and recently it's dwindled to just 30. So the Lutheran Synod Seoul is planning to sell the church because it just wasn't in use anymore, and they didn't have the money to maintain it. So sometimes, actually, developers will help to maintain these buildings that are crumbling. I mean, that particular church had trees growing out of the fireplaces. It needed a new roof, a new boiler, you know, kind of complete renovations. So,
another one you write about is St. Mark's Episcopal Church, built in 1888 on Adelphi Street near Fort Greene Park. The new owners partially demolished this church, which was landmarked. So these churches are not always preserved in conversion. Are many of them landmarked, and what does that prevent developers from doing?
Yeah, many of them are landmarked, and they have to go through a pretty extensive process to get approval to do a partial demolition. And in the church you mentioned, St. Mark's Episcopal, the facade and the exterior walls are still preserved, and a lot of the stained glass and arches and exposed brick on the inside. But it really is being converted sort of on the inside. You know, they're creating townhouses in what used to be a church. So there's a lot of work that has to be done on the inside. And I think some of them, even the facades, once they've been converted, they look different. I mean, they don't have that historic feel a lot of times.
So does that violate their landmark status? Is that a major source of dispute?
No, I don't think so. I think technically they don't violate landmark status. You know, they really go through the channels to get approval.
Jeff in Brooklyn has one. Hi, Jeff. You're on WNYC.
How you doing today? I'm a long-term resident of Williamsburg, which is condo saturated already, but kind of the last slap in the face is this really beautiful church that's right off of the main Bedford stop, a beautiful old church that they converted to condos this year, and they absolutely zero integrity for the building, the beautiful Gothic windows that they just put floors right through the middle of them.
Is that the St. Vincent de Paul Church, North 6th?
Yes, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And it's now known as the Spire Lofts.
Probably. But, like, they put in this ugly thing. They took out all the windows that were originally there. They put in this other stained glass that is really ugly with no care to the grain on the glass. Some places it goes horizontal, some places vertical. But the worst part of the whole thing is the backside, which is on North 8th Street. They just erected this, like, 50-foot long, 10-foot tall gray stucco wall. And that's it. That's just the ugliest eyesore, and it's right on the main street off of Bedford Avenue. It's just
Thank you very much.
For the neighborhood or anything.
And you wrote about this one in your article, right?
Yeah, St. Vincent sold in 2011 for over $13 million. So it was a big deal at the time. And they're turning it into 40 apartment buildings with really high rents. I mean, rents for a one-bedroom start at $5,000 a month. So those are going to be
40 units, right? 40 apartments.
40 units, yeah.
$5,000 a month for one bedroom there.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
$7,384 a month for a 2.5 bedroom. Mm-hmm. Who has that money to pay rent? But that's another show. How about Brant in Bushwick? You're on WNYC. Hi, Brant.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. You have a site?
We do. We formerly had one right in Bushwick on Bushwick Avenue, right by the Myrtle Broadway JMZ.
Uh-huh. So it was a church and a developer bought it?
Developer bought it in the end of 2011. We turned around and licensed the church and used it for artist space, for events, and so forth for about a year and a half.
Okay, and I think we wrote about that church also, where it's the developers are making the facade look like the old church, but really it's not at all what was originally there. Is that right?
I can't speak directly to that because it's under construction right now. I do know that they're keeping the actual structures. It includes a church, a schoolhouse, and then they're building a ground-up building as well.
Right. And your point about using churches as community spaces, I think, is something we also wrote about, because that's one of the losses, I think, for a community, is that churches not only serve, you know, for their congregations, but also community events, music, dances, like you mentioned. So that is a bigger loss to the community.
And this is not just a Brooklyn issue. We have people calling in from other parts of the city, and you mentioned some other parts of the city in your piece. We have a number of callers from Harlem, and let's take one of those. Christopher, you're on WNYC. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's your site?
So it's on 5th Avenue between 127th Street and 126th Street. Unfortunately, I don't know the name of the church, but my girlfriend and I moved in a little over a year ago, and we noticed that there was scaffolding along the facade of this beautiful church, and we thought it was such a wonderful thing that they were rehabbing it. And, you know, a little while later, we realized that there were balconies being installed, and we thought that was kind of strange, and we finally looked at the permits posted on the facade, and it says it's going to be residential and mixed use with a commercial gallery. So, that was kind of a rude awakening.
My producer, Alana, who knows everything, said that's the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, my girlfriend kind of jokes that I have the zeal of the convert, and that, you know, we're not exactly a long time residents of the neighborhood. We've been here for a little over a year, but already I'm sort of bemoaning the changes, and that's how I feel.
Christopher, thank you very much. So even the Cathedral of St. John the Divine on the Upper West Side is raising funds by developing land on their north and south sides. So sometimes you get condos around churches rather than condos replacing churches, and they become different kinds of controversies. So where do you think this is all headed? Is it, you know, going to be some kind of big policy dispute that winds up in city council or the city planning department or something?
I'm not sure, but, you know, I asked the diocese, the Catholic diocese, you know, if they were seeing the trend, and they were saying no, most of their churches were being retained. We wrote about a couple of Catholic churches that were sold, but they say, at least in Brooklyn, there's still 95 standing, which is actually a lot of churches for one borough. I think it's 180-something in Brooklyn and Queens. So, you know, I don't know where the trend is headed, but the Landmarks Preservation Commission is still approving. They couldn't tell me how many they've approved, but they're approving these conversions.
What do you think the impact of the map is? And as I mentioned before, we placed a link to the DNA info map of these church into condo conversions, on our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show in our last 10 seconds or so. What do you think the impact of the map is when people see it?
Well, you know, we map just 20, but they're in Brownstone, Brooklyn, so it's a kind of concentrated neighborhood. And so you can really see how many churches are being converted. And what one preservationist said was that churches have really been the fabric of a neighborhood, and that's being lost.
Janet Upaday from DNA Info. Thanks a lot. Brooklyn of churches into borough of churches into borough of condos. Brooklyn.